Chapter 6. The last day of school had finally come. Fog blazed brightly in the morning sun as Darcy reluctantly made her way toward Bluford. Nearing the high school, she heard several students talking about how glad they were that exams were over and that summer vacation was about to begin. Darcy wished she felt as they did, but to her, the summer was coming too quickly. Hakeem would be gone in days. Even though he had broken up with her, Darcy still hated that he was leaving and that things had turned out so horribly between them. When she reached her locker, Darcy saw Brisana Meeks headed in her direction. Darcy rolled her eyes and hoped she would pass by, but Brisana came right to her.
"Hi, Darcy," Brisana said with a tight-lipped smirk.
"Aren't you glad the school year's over? I couldn't take another day in this place."
"Yeah, I know what you mean," Darcy replied cautiously. She did not feel like talking to Brisana about anything, especially not Hakeem.
"Well, I just wanted to make sure everything's okay with you. I mean, I saw you with Brian again the other day, and you looked really upset," she said.
"So?" Darcy challenged.
"What's it to you?
Why are you getting so mad? I just wanted to make sure you're okay, you know, with Hakeem and Brian and everything."
"I'm fine, Brisana," Darcy snapped.
"When did you become so interested in my personal life?"
"What do you mean?" Brisana asked. "Can I try and make conversation with you?"
"Well, it's just that you don't seem to want that," Darcy said, closing her locker. Brisana stepped back and glared at Darcy.
"How would you know what I want?" she yelled. "Maybe I act that way because you never give me a chance. You're always with Tara and I never get a word in edgewise when I try to talk to you."
Darcy did not know what to say. She was not sure whether Brisana was serious.
"I'm sorry, Brisana. There's a lot going on right now, you know. It's hard to talk about everything," Darcy explained.
"I know," Brisana said, moving closer to Darcy. "But there's something I need to tell you. Something important. I think you should be very careful with Brian Mason," Brisana said slowly. "I know things about him. Things other people might not know. I tried to tell you before, but you..."
"I don't want to hear it," Darcy snapped. Now she knew what Brisana was after. Brian. Like so many times before, Brisana was trying to stir up trouble, but it wouldn't work, Darcy thought.
"Bye," she said abruptly.
"Darcy, just listen for 1 minute."
"That's it, Brisana. I can't talk right now, okay? I gotta go," Darcy snapped, turning away. As she headed down the hallway, Darcy glanced back to see Brisana still standing by her locker. Her mouth hung open as if she had just been slapped. At the end of the day, Darcy and Tara arrived at their lockers at the same time.
"Hey, girl," said Tara.
"You're just the one I want to see. How about going to the mall?"
"Thanks anyway, Tara, but I don't feel up to it. I'm just not in the mood to be around a bunch of happy people right now."
"Then why don't you at least ask Hakeem for a ride home? You two are still friends, right?" Tara asked.
"I don't have anything more to say to him, Tara," Darcy replied bitterly. "Not after the way he broke up with me. Besides, he doesn't have anything to say to me either. He already told me everything I need to know."
"I know you're upset, but don't let that ruin your friendship. You gotta come to the party tomorrow and set things straight with him," Tara said.
"I'll let you know tomorrow," Darcy replied before walking to the exit. Descending the front stairs of the high school, Darcy remembered countless times she had walked the same steps with Hakeem. Despite her anger, she could not imagine Bluford without him. Outside, the sun blazed, warming the streets and sidewalk. Darcy walked away from the school quickly, trying to ignore the nice weather, which only seemed to mock her feelings. As she approached her house, a familiar voice jarred her out of her thoughts.
"What's up, Darcy?"
She turned to see Brian sitting in his red Toyota next to the curb.
"Hi, Brian. What are you doing here?"
"My boss changed my schedule and gave me the rest of the afternoon off. I thought maybe I'd catch you here. We can go to the beach or something."
Darcy hesitated. She did not want to be rude to Brian, but it seemed strange to go out with him, especially to the beach. The only boy who had ever taken her there was Hakeem.
Thanks, Brian, but come on, Darcy, he insisted. I promise I'll have you back early. Besides, it's your last day of school, so you should do something special.
Darcy smiled, unsure of what to say. She didn't feel like going home and sitting in the living room while the rest of the world was outside.
How is it that you always seem to be around when I'm walking home?
Good timing, I guess, he replied with a grin.
So do you want to join me?
He was wearing his navy blue security uniform. As Darcy watched, he unbuttoned his dark blue shirt to reveal a tight gray t-shirt underneath.
Okay, Darcy agreed, as long as I'm back by 5.
Hop in, Brian said.
Darcy climbed into the Toyota and immediately noticed the heavy scent of Brian's cologne. His t-shirt clung tightly to his muscular shoulders, and when he steered the car, his thick forearms rippled with muscle. Darcy did not want him to notice her staring at him.
Thanks for picking me up the other day, she said, shifting her eyes straight ahead.
You really helped me out just by being there.
It was nothing, Darcy, Brian said. I was just worried about you, you know, with the fight with your boyfriend. I mean, ex-boyfriend, he added, turning toward her briefly.
Yeah, I'm sorry I was so upset. I still can't believe he broke up with me.
Well, that's his loss, Darcy.
The car traveled the familiar highway to the ocean. The beach was one of the first places she had ever gone with Hakeem. It felt unnatural to be heading there with someone else, especially another guy, yet in a way she was excited to be there. When they arrived at the shore, Darcy was glad to see that Brian drove to a different part of the beach than she had gone to with Hakeem.
Right here, he said. This is my favorite spot.
The beach was rocky and secluded. It was as if they were on some exotic land looking at an ocean she had never seen before. Scanning the beach, Darcy noticed that they were almost completely alone.
Isn't it nice here? Brian said.
It's beautiful, Darcy answered, nodding.
Brian stepped closer to Darcy so that his chest was just behind her shoulder. She could almost feel his eyes gazing down at her.
Then it matches you, he said.
Darcy turned around to look at Brian. Her heart started to pound, and she suddenly felt clumsy and awkward. She didn't know what to say. Part of her felt guilty for just being at the beach with him, but another part of her was thrilled. For an instant, her mouth became dry as beach sand, and she wondered whether she would even be able to speak, but she could not endure the tense silence.
You want to go for a walk? She asked finally, hoping Brian could not see how nervous she was.
Sure,
he said, taking a deep breath and smiling. As they strolled towards the water, Brian briefly placed his hand on Darcy's back to steady her on a slippery rock. His touch was warm and unexpected, and she felt the pressure of each of his fingers against the muscles in her back. Though it lasted just a second, Darcy still felt Brian's touch hours later. Though she would not admit it, as she closed her eyes that night, Darcy hoped she would see him again soon. The next morning, Darcy was awakened by Jamie's voice.
Darcy, get up! Tara's on the phone!
Tell her I'll call her back later, Darcy said with a yawn. But throughout the day, Darcy avoided returning Tara's call. She even refused to answer the phone whenever it rang, fearing it would be Tara. Darcy knew Tara was calling about Hakeem's going away party that evening. As much as she cared about Hakeem, Darcy did not want to spend several hours pretending to be happy when all she felt was sadness. And then there was Brian. The time at the beach with him confused her. She had never mentioned him to Tara or Hakeem, and as she thought about her old friends, a gnawing pang of guilt sunk deep in her chest. At 4 o'clock, the phone rang again, and Darcy ignored it until Jamie yelled out,
Darcy, can you get that? I'm sitting with Grandma.
Reluctantly, Darcy picked it up.
Hello,
she grunted.
Girl, where you been at? Tara asked.
I called you early this morning, and your sister said you'd call me back. I've been waiting to hear from you for hours.
Yeah, she said you called. Sorry, Tara,
Darcy responded, taking a deep breath.
I wanted to tell you that...
Darcy, Tara interrupted. What's going on?
What you trying to tell me? Spit it out, girl. We got a party to go to.
Tara, I can't go to the party, Darcy said finally.
You what?
I just can't do it, Tara. Hakeem already said goodbye to me when he decided we needed to break up. I haven't seen or spoken to him since, and I don't think I can. Not at a party. There's no way I can sit with you all tonight and pretend to be happy. Do you understand?
As Darcy spoke, she wanted to tell Tara more, to mention Brian and the guilt she felt for having such a good time with him, but she could not form the words. For a minute, Tara was silent, and Darcy listened to the electronic hum of the quiet phone line. With each passing second, the silence became more unbearable, and Darcy felt a nervous knot in her stomach as she waited for her friend's reply.
Okay, Darcy, Tara said finally, taking a deep breath. If you don't want to come, that's fine. The three of us will go without you.
I hope you understand, Tara, Darcy explained. I don't want you to be mad at me.
Darcy, I ain't mad at you, Tara replied. This is not between me and you. This is between you and the person you might never see again. Whatever went wrong, you don't have much longer to make it right. That's all I have to say. Talk to you later, girl.
Tara hung up and Darcy stood motionless, holding the buzzing phone in her hand. Deep inside, she knew Tara was right, but she could not bring herself to be with Hakeem, especially not with other people around. But as Darcy thought about Tara's words, she knew she had to see Hakeem one more time alone. This time she would say goodbye forever. On Monday morning, Darcy got dressed quickly. She knew Hakeem's family was leaving early for Detroit and she wanted to see him before he left. While the morning fog still hung thick over the neighborhood, Darcy walked the 8 blocks to his house. Turning onto Hakeem Street, she saw a large yellow moving truck in front of his house. A nervous tremor raced up her spine as she made her way down the familiar block. She wondered how Hakeem would react when he saw her. Near the house, Darcy spotted Hakeem's father trying to carry a package into the truck. He was much thinner than the last time Darcy saw him, and the effort to move the box seemed to exhaust him. Walking up to the driveway, Darcy was surprised at how much older Hakeem's father appeared. She was about to help him when Hakeem suddenly emerged from the house.
"Here, Dad, let me carry that," he said. "Go inside and sit down."
Hakeem grabbed the box easily and led his father back into the house. Darcy felt a rush of guilt. She had not fully realized how sick Hakeem's father was. One look at his withered body told her what a heavy burden Hakeem and his family were under. She wished she had never gotten so upset at him. The front door of the house opened again, and Hakeem stepped into the driveway, still carrying the box he had taken from his father. He nearly dropped it when he saw her.
Darcy?
For a second, Darcy was motionless, but then she walked over to him.
Hi, she said awkwardly, unsure of where to begin.
So I guess this is the big day.
Yeah, Hakeem replied with a weary nod, putting the box down. Look, Darcy, about the other day, I might not have said things the right way. I'm really sorry.
It's okay, Darcy interjected. You don't need to apologize, and I didn't come here to get into all that. I came here to say goodbye.
Darcy, Hakeem said, shaking his head. I'm gonna miss you, girl.
Me too, Hakeem, Darcy said, staring into his dark eyes.
Hakeem, can you move this box?
Hakeem's mother shouted from inside the house.
I guess this is it, Hakeem said, ignoring his mother.
Darcy nodded but said nothing. She could feel tears gathering in her eyes. She stepped toward him, and in one swift motion, he opened his arms and wrapped them around her. Enfolded in his embrace, Darcy remembered her months with Hakeem and all the wonderful times she had with him. She wished the moment would never end, but the sound of Hakeem's mother yelling
told her it had to.
Hakeem, I need you to move this box, his mother called out again, an impatient edge to her voice.
Will we see each other again? Darcy asked in a whisper.
I don't know, Hakeem said, rubbing his hand gently across Darcy's face.
Hakeem, now!
Goodbye, Darcy.
Goodbye, Hakeem.